advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Says we're live, but there's like there's a Mario question mark in the middle of it. Oh, not sure what's going on with that.
It is a Mario question mark.
We'll see if anyone talks or can
see. It's the wrong color.
I hate the internet.
3 seconds live.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's how we did last time. It worked. There it goes. Boom.
It cut us off.
We're good.
Had to buffer.
Yep.
All right.
Had to get buffer. We were talking about dumbbells.
You buffer, you brought it.
What kind of dumbbells you got, Dave?
None.
Not talking about your family members.
Then I don't have any.
protecting them all. They're all smart bells. Everyone's in education shit.
No,
brilliant,
I said I'm
right?
not talking about his family members.
No,
said
no because I was going to, I was ironically you do have some dumbbells. Going to say the only dumbbell I have is a 25-year-old toddler who I fucking carry around and pick up all goddamn day. That's the only weight training I do.
I didn't run up and get a new drink. I'm thirsty. Well. All these other drinks will make me silly and not be able to drive.
I'm a sour gummy worm. Yeah.
So this, if you're listening to this, it is after the lottery. So we're all rich by now.
This show's done too.
But B, this is dropping the week after we were in New York. And this is to take place of the episodes we would have recorded the New York weekend. It's a bonus episode, not a regular episode. If this is your first shot at the show, if you want to listen to it and hear us dick around for a while, go for it. But if you want our usual format where we actually do research about a topic that our listeners tell us to research and then dick around, then go to a different episode than this one. That's all I got to say about that.
I like that. That was right on topic.
Thank you.
It was right on topic.
There is no topic because it's a bonus episode.
Oh. Sounds like you've done this before.
But it was a topic though.
True.
Like not having a topic is a topic.
That is the topic. It's like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never has a topic. And they were great. You know, mm-hmm. people loved Seinfeld.
They sort of had a topic.
Hmm?
They had a topic.
Not really.
No?
Seinfeld?
It was the show about nothing.
That's right.
Well, I mean, there was an event that occurred that everything was around.
Yeah, the whole
like
thing
pissing in the shower. Like
chaos theory.
Food
whole,
and sex.
The whole episode
and,
was chaos yeah. theory. Like one small thing and then it leads into crazy shit right. by the end of it.
That's true.
I guess
that's
The true. Office is kind of like that, huh?
No, there's like the Christmas party or like, you know, there's always some thing happening.
Yeah. Well, the shows had to have names, you know what I mean? Yeah. The episodes, but.
That might have been pre-naming.
Well, maybe. Oh, maybe. Oh,
been,
yeah. Because
oh, there wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't have
47.
They didn't have
no
streaming.
Reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was no binging in DVDs. So a lot of them were just like the.
Yeah, that's true.
The title was the number.
Thinking of my worms.
You have like shit after you eat those?
Huh?
So much sugar. You crash after you have that?
I'm crashed all the time.
I just remember being little and drinking like, you know, being like my dad's company picnic and drinking like 6 Pepsis. I think about that now. I'm just like, oh.
So I remember like
my
in
name
high
should
school,
be fucking Pan Am 103.
If we were doing a fucking marathon D&D session, I would drink 2 2-liters of Mountain Dew.
In a session?
I mean, we're talking like a 12-hour session or something.
Still.
But it was not nothing.
It just sounds
like But the thing that's a 2 liter per 6 hours.
But like, realistically,
that's a fucking lot.
Realistically, it was a 2 liter of Mountain Dew and a 3 liter of Faygo Red Pop.
Yeah.
Like realistically, that was the mix.
Oh, I thought we were adding
fucking lot of Beatus there. Yeah. No, I'm bad. I'm a sugar monster, man.
And then it would also come with a thing of Suzy Q's and a bag of Atomic Fireballs.
Ironically, like my ex-wife, when she was pregnant with my oldest daughter, we weren't on diets or anything, like, and she ate whatever. Mm-hmm. And my oldest daughter is like very food conscious,
right?
Loves vegetables. He tries to eat good. Mm-hmm. Doesn't like diet. You know what I mean? She's 12. Like, she's not dieting and she's not overweight. She likes healthy food. Like, she'll get white rice and teriyaki chicken or something. You know what I mean? If we go to somewhere where they have a bunch of other bullshit, you know, like, she'll get the or vegetables, you know, like, and, my youngest daughter, who's 9, about to be 10. My ex-wife was on a fucking diet and had lost a bunch of weight and then got pregnant. And my youngest daughter's littler. Like, she's not growing. My oldest daughter's tall and bigger. And my little daughter is just little and loves fucking sugar. I mean, it's fucking mug root beer, fucking candy, muffins, fucking cookies, every fucking thing. I mean, ice cream.
Kids generally at the younger age want sugar. Maybe it's something metabolically.
But it's like I said, the differences in the two, they're 3 years apart.
Extreme, yeah.
And the differences are like my ex was not eating clean. And then my daughter likes good food.
Right.
And then my other daughter likes junk. And my ex-wife was eating very clean.
Yeah, right? I wonder if that is a factor. So like,
I don't know.
Developmentally during the womb, or is it just it's all in that DNA? You know,
could
what I mean?
Yeah, it could be.
Whichever
could
swimmer made it there had the plan.
My older daughter got more of my genes, and she's taller.
The lecture that I saw that Eric Schlosser gave this week, he actually talks about the fact that there is some research that indicates that the foods that your baby is exposed to while in the womb, they have a desire for.
Right.
And he said it wasn't anything conclusive yet, but they're starting to do research on it.
Well, it makes sense.
And because the fast food restaurants are into this, because they want to start getting mothers to eat fast food while they're pregnant, because then the baby will grow up wanting to eat fucking Taco Bell.
But that's the thing, though, that this was reversed. Like, it was she was eating good and she wants sugar now. And the other thing was, though, that like, and maybe it is like just genetics or whatever. Like, they just came out that way.
It might be a craving. Like, she lacks some nutrients. Like, when women are deficient during pregnancies, they crave like garden soil and shit.
Yeah.
Like, my grandma craved garden soil and literally went out and picked up some dirt and put it in her fucking mouth.
A lot of
because she wanted it so bad. She chewed on dirt and then spit it out like, fuck, that's not what I wanted.
Right.
Yeah. But her body craved it so bad. Yeah. People with anemia crave crushed ice. Mm-hmm. So like, if you have a family member that's eating crushed ice constantly, that's generally a sign that they're actually anemic.
I mean, they don't know it yet. You know, like,
most of the time you get tested, like my daughter's
assholes
friend.
Who chew ice.
Yeah,
you hate that.
Dave hates it.
Fuck, I hate that.
It might not be their fault. It might be because they're anemic.
Maybe you need to walk around with iron pills.
Like my daughter's friend chews
start
ice,
dropping it in their ice.
And I made the comment to her, and she was like, "Oh yeah, I'm anemic. I didn't know that, but I'm anemic." Like that happened. My grandma was chewing ice, and we found out she's anemic. Like that's a thing.
That's weird.
Yeah,
get your iron fixed if you're coming to my house.
Yeah, nobody likes people with low iron.
What if it has like syrup on it? And it's a slushy. Like a, you know what I mean?
It's bad, but it's not.
Yeah, but a slushie's not crunchy ice though.
No,
I think your answer is you got your whole fucking life to eat slushies. Don't do it at my fucking house.
Well, the slushy thing is,
it doesn't have to.
The sound is similar, like this.
Oh, the swashing sound. No, that's
but
like
it's
a
not.
Swashing,
it's
like
not
a,
the bad part because the thing is, there's the distinct crunch that's followed by the sloshing and the like.
Chips don't bother you though.
What?
Like chips, people eating loud, crunchy chips.
No, you can eat corn nuts, you can eat chips, you can eat fucking rocks.
You eat these nuts?
Yeah. You eat fucking ice, I want to fucking break your neck.
Wow.
I remember that.
That's fucking turned into
That's why we drink all our whiskey neat around here.
He turned into Busta Rhymes.
I definitely would have crunched some ice if we had whiskey, like with ice.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We just don't have the means to do it.
I've even snapped in class before.
Oh shit.
Because I'll hear someone crunching ice like in the front row. Yeah. And I'm like, and I turn around. So like, I'm not
like, you're not even cool
anyone.
First.
No.
No.
I fucking Hulk out the instant I hear it.
Yeah.
But the times I've heard it in class, I turn around so I'm not like looking at anyone and intimidating them. And I turn my back to the room, or I'll wait until the next time I'm writing on the board and I'll say, hey, I'm about to write something on the board, but I'm just going to let you know somebody in the room right now is chewing ice and I really fucking need you to stop doing that.
You say fucking?
Oh, I say all the time.
I say all the words. I fucked him.
Here's the thing.
I don't know.
I used to swear.
They're adults.
I used to swear twice a semester, maybe.
During a specific story that called for it.
It would call for it, just for emphasis. I started a team teach with my friends Renee and Reggie, and that upped it to me swearing
more
regularly. I will swear multiple times a class, but I have to say, since doing this fucking podcast, I'm wrecked. Like, my speech in front of my classes is not very much different than my speech in the podcast.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Makes people relate cool to you though. Probably, I mean, though. Yeah, they're just, oh, this motherfucker's cool.
I know. I even say in my syllabus, I swear, if you don't like it, take a different class.
I know that probably it's not enforced, because I mean you have tenure and whatnot, but is it frowned upon from faculty if you're if you swear
at the college level?
They're adults, everyone's 18, but is it considered unprofessional?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I suppose it probably is unprofessional. I could put a lid on it and not, I mean, I could be a radio edit and not do it, but at the end of the day, but here's the thing, I honestly believe, like, part of my, it's actually typewritten and in the district files, like, you have to write up your teaching philosophy. And my teaching philosophy is that to be an effective teacher, I think it's important to completely destroy the line between Professor Dave and real Dave.
Right.
Because they see it and it's bullshit. They sniff out the fact that you're acting a certain way in front of a, like, if I'm having a shitty day, I'm not going to take it out on them. I'm going to fucking suck it up and act like things are cool. But me in front of the room, like, if they ran into me at Target or at fucking Dagny's or wherever, they're getting the same fucking person. And I think they respect that and they can feel it. And then they're real with me because I'm real with them.
Yeah.
And that comes to the language as well.
So, do you think you have changed since the beginning of the podcast? Like, when we first did shit, like we did Cards Against Humanity and you didn't want it out. You're like, fuck, we said a pool full of wizard cum or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yikes. Does that still bother you at the same level?
The Nazi comment wasn't the problem. It was the
well, here's the thing.
I don't know.
I realized at the time,
I don't know where that came
if
from.
I want to apply for jobs at different colleges.
Yeah. And you said that. True. Yeah. You said that. Yeah.
You're fucked now. 400 something episodes.
Exactly.
Of this.
I equate it to social media. I didn't want Facebook because I didn't want the intrusions on my daily life.
Right.
And then, but I saw some of the benefits
of it. Well, you're the only one that's putting stuff on there.
No, that's not true. Because you go to a fucking party, the entire world knows you're at the party.
Oh, true.
Like you, I mean, if you're with someone who does Facebook regularly, there's no fucking privacy.
Are you checking in at the party, or you mean because someone might say you're at the party?
They'll say you're at the party. There's a picture of you at the party. You get tagged automatically. Like, I just realized the privacy I'm after with social media, I don't get because everyone around me has social media. So fuck it. I might as well get the benefits.
Yeah.
My wife called in a panic because there was a drone over our front yard just hovering over them yesterday, which does fucking suck, man. I really don't like that. And I was like, ugh, that's weird. And it's the world we live in, though. Like, they were just hovering over our front yard while they're like getting in and out of the car and shit. And I was like, I had to fucking throw a broom. It's like, it's way the fuck up there. Slingshot, bow and arrow, crossbow, shotgun. I was at work. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Go back
in
the
really
house.
Do anything
about there's not
it.
Much you can do about
it's
it.
It's just like if a creepy guy was standing at the corner looking at you.
Just standing at the corner.
Yeah. Standing there not bothering anybody.
But you know, it had some HD camera just filming the fuck out of you, like it's a weird thing.
Watching you leave your house to go rob it. Like the criminals are getting smarter, you know?
That's a thought.
Did you guys see that? The video somebody posted on the group, the video of the blimp. Amazon blimp with all the fucking drones that come out of it. I don't know if it's real or not, but I was like,
I think they're working on it.
It's like a blimp and the drones fucking come out of it with the packages. And they fucking all fly out of it.
The other thing, there's a video that is real that Amazon released probably a month ago, 2 months ago, because in select cities, they're starting on the ground drones, but drone delivery service.
Right. I saw there's food too.
You make the order and the thing fucking drives to your house, sends you a signal that it's there. You go outside and zap it with your phone. It opens up. You pick the shit out of it.
I mean, 3 years ago, I was building that thing. Remember, that was kind of my idea. Yeah. I had the base for the wheelchair. I had the autonomous little robot thing, and we had it doing some stuff. But we started the podcast and I kind of went away from it. But my thought process was at first, hey, I can make that thing go get me lunch and I don't have to move. I don't have to leave. And we were going to go to like Boss Pizza and it would just have the credit card kind of let them know we're coming since there was no infrastructure in place for that. But hey, we're the computer shop. Our robot's going to come over and it's like, you know, that thing could carry whatever. We're just going to put a box on top of it that we could remote unlock.
Just somebody runs off with it down the street. Yeah.
Like, no, fuck no, that thing's heavy as fuck. You can't carry that thing.
I think take the box though or whatever.
No, like, bolted to the top. Pizza. Fucking Pelican
Pizza's
case.
Coming back with it. Fucking.
Nah, I mean, the reality of this Amazon thing is it's only going to work in
certain
urban
places.
Areas. Yeah. Like if you live out in the fucking burbs, they're not going to waste the entire battery of a drone driving out to your fucking house. No. But like in downtown, like right where we are right now, it would make perfect sense because wherever the fucking, and the idea is there'd be a hub warehouse downtown. So you would order something, the warehouse would drive it to the warehouse where the drones hub. Are then it would fucking drive it.
But how does it get like in my shop? Think about that. Like it gets to the door and then what?
Oh, you get a crazy beep that it's delivered.
It's parked out there.
And then you go out. Sidewalk?
Yeah, the drone is sitting there.
Yeah.
Oh, and that one. I'm talking about airdrop drones.
Though. Oh, no. I'm talking about the drone.
A certain amount of time, though. It's like no one came out here. We're taking back off with your package.
Well, and they're obviously not going to be able to send a drone to a business. It's going to be drop off package at a porch.
I think that's a big part of it for sure, I would think. My other thought was, virtual presence like tourism. So like you could just hop into a virtual presence in like Paris, France or some shit and fucking roll around the street with some little fucking, you know, bot thing that's on a Segway jamming around. You would in real time, you could experience the city and as a virtual presence. So you could either just through your screen or with some type of like goggles on and like a VR type thing. And you could just get to any city you wanted to and fucking cruise around. It could hop up onto fucking whatever.
And it's real time.
It's real time just over the internet using cell phone technology. And then you would go visit wherever.
I'm going to go drive over here. Because
I have to say,
this thing.
I will.
You know. Oh, it's like, we go to New York and it just shows up over there. Oh, I want to go to the Met or I want to go walk around.
You could scout it out before.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just jump in one.
I mean, my initial reaction is that is going to be a pale comparison of going to the place yourself.
Oh, for sure.
But B, my reaction is I would still use the fuck out of it because like you're talking about, oh, we're about to go to New York.
You want to go to Kyoto. Like,
let me get one of these things for an hour so I can just tool around like look at restaurants.
I want to see what's around the hotel.
Or I want to see if the hotel is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, let me drive around and be like, fuck that.
My thought process was like, hey, you got 60 minutes on this thing. You're like, damn, I want to get here. But like, oh, you're by a new hub and it just goes park and switch. So like you kill out of this one, log into this one, and it pops out 3 miles away by the next attraction. Right. And then the other one just returns to hub that's like 600 feet down the block.
Somebody gets
so it. You just jump back out of that one. That one becomes available and now there's three at that hub.
And it's like, and I'm never going to travel to fucking Cairo or like any of these places. And it's like, if I could just fucking get in that thing and dick around for a while, that would be a worthy experience.
That'd be kind of cool.
I think it'd be super cool because it's real time. There's something extra about the fact that you're actually looking at it. You're actually controlling the experience.
Like somebody's walking by right now. They're actually walking by right now.
Well, it'd be like, it's the difference of like, oh, I could look at pictures of things in the sky on the internet. They exist. Or you actually went outside and looked through a telescope. And you're like, fuck, I'm looking at that thing right now.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a different
thing happening there. Yeah.
So I don't know if that exists, but
it's like watching a camera from your house. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, you look at it. It's like it's happening right now.
The basic technology
will probably do it.
The basic technology exists because they're doing that in hospitals because they have telepresence doctors where basically the idea is to make it happen in smaller cities. So if you're in some small city with a small medical clinic and you have some disease that no one locally can diagnose, then and your insurance covers it, you get somebody from fucking Cedars-Sinai or Johns Hopkins or something on the other end of a robot that drives in, asks you questions, checks out your vitals, looks it over, and like, oh, fuck, you got a case of this shit.
Well, the funnier part
was, no one locally would know that, but this telepresence
for a little while before we had the podcast go crazy, I was seriously thinking about like, oh, maybe we can move. Like, my kids are young enough. Maybe I can move. Let's go to Oregon. Let's go to Washington. Go someplace and just try something for a little while. Maybe I'm coming back. But I have a business here. Mm-hmm. And so my thought was like, podcast. I'm a fucking computer guy. Like, I already have this robot thing. Like, I got to roll around the fucking shop and have it do some stuff. You know what I mean? I can remotely log into any of these computers, but I could physically see what's going on in the shop.
You
could
talk to
customers. You could.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, I knew you and you. All my fucking friends would come in and put a fucking, like,
kick me sticker on the back.
Like,
of you.
It would be like E.T. dressed up in a fucking blonde wig with fucking makeup on and shit immediately. It would be wearing a bra and I couldn't fucking do anything. I would be crippled immediately. You guys would put wood blocks in front of my tires.
If it was going to mess with your business, nobody would really do that. Yeah. But yeah, I think it. No, I mean, it's the ideas are always there and the future's now.
I could totally do it though with the parts that I have. Yeah. It sounds crazy like Tony Stark shit, but I have the shit to do that. Yeah. It's not that crazy.
Yeah, no, it's here. Like, you look at the shit they're doing, like, they're, you know, planning on a colony in Mars and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, like, who'd have fucking thought in our lifetime or you know, even older people now that, like, right. they're talking about right. a colony on Mars.
I just
Mars,
think that's,
you know,
ridiculous, like, though. I think it's just silly. You know,
it is
I think
it
you
is.
Fix the planet.
I think
you're
what
on,
happens,
man.
What happens is that I think something else is going on. Maybe. You know what I mean? Like, there's something else going on that the public doesn't know about.
I just think the energy, the money, the resources,
But think about it, though.
What it takes
being
to do
Elon
that.
Musk or being somebody who's involved in this project or trying to. It's like the moon
it's
race.
It's their passion.
It's the moon race. Right. Like, what's bigger than doing something here? Doing something on Mars.
Right. Right.
Putting somebody on the moon again, you know? Like, so.
The thing is that, I mean, I'm fascinated by space. I think we should be fucking exploring all of it. I think we should be colonizing all of it, all that stuff. I think a more important first step is to start meaningfully colonizing the moon instead of fucking Mars, to be honest.
Well, I think because Mars has a real, like, potential for terraforming.
Yeah.
The moon doesn't.
And the moon. Yeah, you can't
atmosphere.
Fuck with the moon. You can't start drilling into the moon because what if it does come
apart?
Well,
no, it says you have to drill, but you could make a little pod.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, you're looking, they're saying there's water on the moon inside. Right. Like, and if they start looking for that shit, or, I mean, you just don't want people fucking around with the moon. Like, blowing up the moon, like we talked about it, you right. know? Like, that's not fucking gonna work out. Like,
yeah,
it's not gonna be good.
Even harvesting frozen ice or something could cause some type of pressure change. Earthquakes happen.
You start
on the
putting
moon,
too much, too much shit on the moon. Too many people on the moon.
You don't
too
know
much
what's
fucking hardware
happen,
on the moon. Some fucking bullshit would happen, and then all of a sudden it gets everything knocked out of whack, and we're going into the sun.
And I mean, you know? Like you said, I mean, there is the very remote reality that Mars, I mean, the moon could be as well. It would just take a lot longer, but Mars could be terraformed.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be. I mean, the first step to terraforming Mars is to find the ancient Martian base and have Arnold Schwarzenegger go up and stick all the rods in the ground and then it gets terraformed automatically.
Yeah. It's easy.
While he's out on the red surface going, la, 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 with his eyes poking.
Do you think, I mean, how crazy is it? Like, there could be some artifact there. There could be some fucking crazy shit. You know what I mean? There could be something on the dark side of the moon. We get over there. And there's just some fucking weird temple, pyramid, some fucking Egyptian looking pyramid. That would fucking be so cool.
Well, they already have the Pharaoh face, you know.
Nah, they show that for well, Sidonia. Allegedly they show that for real, and that's a trick of shadows. Yeah. It doesn't look like it at all, really. Yeah,
we just see it.
Yeah, we see faces and everything.
Yeah,
even fucking AI sees faces and everything. Mm-hmm. Every time you throw something at that Google Deep Dream, it comes back with like fucking puppies and peacocks.
Yeah, fucking corgis.
Like it makes
corgis and fractals.
Why is why does it fucking look like corgis?
I don't know.
Corgis
man.
Are like kind of popular. Like
you know what? I wonder if there's some individuality in AI. Like, does that one probably go like, oh, that reminds me of a corgi? Where another one would have been like, hey man, that looks like Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's going to be individuality because they're each going to have databases built of different images. They're not going to have seen the entire image database of the internet.
Yeah.
They're only
they're working
going to
at
have seen
it.
A sampling.
Yeah, they're working at it. Yeah, but they're not. Yeah,
are there multiple like AIs of Deep Dream, or is it just the one singular?
To my knowledge, there's just the one Deep Dream machine.
That's going to be our downfall.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's horrifying. That's what's super cool about AI, too, is the fact that you can't program it. You can't like tell it, use this set of rules and go do these things. It just doesn't
work.
Well,
then it's not AI.
It has to learn itself.
Well, it's not.
If you put rules, so that's the difference. That's what separates it. If you put rules on it, bounds, it's a program, right? That's what everything is. It has a set parameter.
If this happens, I will absolutely do this.
AI, if it had that, it would just be a program. Right. The artificial intelligence, real artificial intelligence.
It makes a decision
and it did what supposedly God did with us. It gave us the opportunity to make a decision.
In theory,
right?
though, if you were a good enough
and
programmer,
look what happened to us.
If you were a good enough programmer, every single thing that one AI learned would be programmable.
You could clone it. You could. You could take that and clone it. But it would just be a clone of the other AI, though.
Well, no, but in theory,
you could feed it different information.
If it experienced this thing, if it watched this portion of the internet on its own as it's learning, then you could have just created one that did, you know, the same thing.
Yeah.
You, but you then could it's a still, clone though.
Well, no, I'm not saying because to do it in, so you give it a different set. It looked at these 5 million images.
I think what could happen
I'm automatically making this one have looked at these.
They sort of do.
I think
our base, I'm just saying if you're a good enough programmer, you could get the same result. It's just that it's so time consuming and difficult. Because well,
I think it's a numbers thing.
AIs learn on their own.
It's a matter of efficiency. They made the AI that can play Mario, right? You're not going to tell it, like, pretend you did these steps and then you jumped and then you died in a million scenarios. They just let it play Mario and it fucking dies and it goes, oh, I'll jump next time.
Right.
You know, I'll try this. Oh, that worked. I didn't die.
And that's the thing. You could take the same or two different AIs and feed them the same information and they'll have different outcomes.
Right. Because
for so long, but then eventually one will come up to the same outcome as the other one. You know what I mean? If you kept running them through the same thing, because there's a billion different possibilities or whatever, you know?
Right.
I don't know. That is crazy though. Like I said, just to think about it, like in our lifetime, they're talking about colonizing Mars and, you know, like people on Mars, living on Mars, spaceships taking normal people on spaceship tours.
Right.
Well, they're going to be rich people, but you know
and
what
healthy.
I mean? Like
rich and healthy.
Yeah.
And that's a one way trip too.
Not necessarily.
So.
Well, I guess I don't know. Does something return from that? I don't think so. I think it's a one way fucking pod. You'd have to develop the resources to get back.
Well, yeah, I mean, refuel. Yeah.
No, I'm saying they're taking normal people up to, you know what I mean? The edge of the earth, basically, right. You know what I mean? The edge of the atmosphere to go into space, so to speak, you know what I mean? And then coming back down, you know?
Well, even with Mars though, I mean, the thing with Mars would be you've got, like you have a rocket in your pocket, you have a rocket coming from here and it's going to go to Mars and slingshot Mars and come straight back.
Yeah.
While it's slingshotting, it drops its payload, which is people and cargo and whatever. But while it's slingshotting, people could launch from Mars, dock with it and ride back.
Yeah.
Launching from Mars is the question though. Where did you get those resources? You would have dropped it on another trip.
They're going to have to build it.
Like you send a couple of ships that drop nothing but fuel.
Well, and that's
people
the plan.
Can fly back up to redock.
Yeah. Isn't that the plan though? They're going to drop off like people who can build all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like inflatable fucking crazy dome things, which is, I mean, I don't know. Once you get to that point that I talked about before where you have complete like molecular control where dirt can become whatever, it's the thing from Star Trek.
Yeah, you got the nanotech.
Yeah.
Like a nano
then you got
replicator.
A fucking 3D printer replicator thing and an AI fucking figuring out how to do it.
But that's the other thing though. Even without the fucking nano level, like just sophisticated 3D printing is going to just fucking change it. Like that's one thing they're talking about with the moon is they've made 3D printers that and they've taken the composition of moon soil and they can basically drop robotic autonomous 3D printers on the moon with programming
to start building shit.
To just start building structures. There's nobody up there. They just start driving around.
And then in 5 years, this shit will be built.
Right. So you do the same thing on Mars. You drop a couple of those things down.
Because if it needs a tool,
it'll print it.
Yeah.
So it just fucking does its
fucking
shit.
Crazy.
And then a year and a half later, all these structures are built. All you need to do is seal them and pump them full of air.
Right.
And you just fucking fly up, drop down. And that way you're not living in some fucking Ziploc bag. You're living in a house that the fucking robot built.
That's what makes me think aliens wouldn't come all this way. That's why they all look the same. They're probably some type of just little fucking android thing, you know?
Yeah. They're a drone.
Totally. That's why all their eyes look the same.
Right. Yeah.
Like, or maybe they're a biological drone of some sort. They're a little worker bee.
Yeah. Or they do because kind of it's like there's a Disneyland on wherever they're at and they're like, you get to go see Earth. You know,
right. They're doing exactly what Brent just talked about. Yeah. They're renting a gray alien for 60 minutes so they can
walk around
and, you know,
Avatar,
New York City.
Right. And it's an extra $100 to do the anal probe.
If you want to attack the humans,
that's their point.
You got to pay a little extra.
Yeah,
it's fucking exactly. Westworld.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and on the alien level.
Right. Yeah.
They have to get a tag to hunt cattle.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny.
Yeah.
So far we bullshitted for 28 minutes.
Yeah, I had stuff that we could talk
it's
about.
Not bullshitting.
I'm not sure
this is serious information.
This is serious business.
Yeah. We're deep.
There was actually I read recently about an AI, like China commissioned an AI whose job
was commissioned in AI.
They paid it. But
it has a bank account. It's going to start paying people to kill people.
Its purpose is to root out political corruption by looking at the net.
Right.
So it just looks at the web and it starts to look at financial transactions, URL histories, fucking all kinds of shit from the top ranking members
and then it launches the political
party. No, they built it. They assembled people together to run a demo of it. And they immediately ordered it to be destroyed and all copies of the code eradicated.
Right, because it identified them.
Yeah, because it fucking worked. Yeah. Like they showed up and they turned it on and they were like, God damn it, turn that thing off.
Yeah.
Or it was the guy above them.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, fuck, get rid of this shit or we're all dead.
Yeah.
Like if it's fucking pointing at the president, then they're all fucking
Vladimir Putin, fucking everybody. Nope. Yeah.
Delete.
Control R, delete. Yeah.
Well,
what did you expect?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you
expect?
Exactly.
Or don't publicly announce that. Keep that just completely secretly under wraps. Or maybe they didn't shut it down. They were like, shut that door in front of it so no one can see this shit. Keep letting it go.
I honestly think fucking people will kill them. They will die.
If you look at the flip side of that, though, people are going to like solve, they're going to cure diseases.
The Clintons
with that,
have killed people for less. You know what I mean? It's fucking over.
But that's the next thing is like, oh, how can we solve this? They can start to run scenarios like
nobody ever uses like this fantastic shit
for the bees.
It's fucking always like
we could have cured diabetes. It would have spit out a thing that said, "Don't drink 2 2-liters of fucking."
IBM
or 1 2-liter and a 3-liter Grofago.
That's the first thing the AI spit out.
Yeah, Watson is
got it from our podcast.
Doing medical diagnosis.
Stop eating trolley worms. Sorry.
Oh yeah. Sorry, bro. Not too much.
Watson's doing medical diagnosis. That's like it's.
And in what like capacity? Like
well, you can for, rent, like, basically you rent something? You rent Watson.
Okay,
like if whatever you do, if you're a hospital, if you're fucking Coca-Cola, like you, it does business analytics and it does medical diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And what they do is like if a hot shit, you know, learning hospital like Johns Hopkins or UCLA or whatever, if they have a case and all the experts are like, dude, I don't know what the fuck this thing is.
They put in symptoms,
they take everything that they have and they basically rent Watson for X amount of time.
Right.
They feed in all the information. Watson comes back and says, it's this.
Right.
And from the stuff I was reading, like these expert in the field on this fucking disease never would have called it. And then Watson is like, oh, because
it's a matter of math. It's like this case here.
Not just a matter of math. They said that the reason that Watson is especially powerful at doing that is because Watson can immediately read all the publications. So it's every medical journal. Bam. Like if I'm a medical doctor and I'm practicing, I've read 10% of what's out there. You don't have time.
Right.
And Watson can immediately be like, oh, you're talking about these symptoms. Let me read every article about anything tangentially related to that.
Yeah.
It reads all of it. And then it's like, oh, actually a doctor in Poland saw the same exact thing, said it was this. This guy in Germany had a similar thing, didn't say it was this, but thought it might be. So doc, I think it's this. And then the doctors do the math themselves. And they're like, son of a bitch, it was that.
You know,
never would have saw it in my life.
Yeah.
You know, what's super crazy is that like how far we are. We're not that far away from. So like we have all that information at our fingertips, like you said, but we can't recall it in real time.
Right.
Elon Musk literally said on that last Rogan episode that he's like, I don't know, 6 months out from something called like Link or BioLink or something. And it's some way. And he said it's like impressive. Like it will be like life changing that somehow it lets you interface with the internet. Mm-hmm. Like in real time from your brain.
Yeah. Working on
so like the minute
shit's
that
gonna
all
get
of
crazy
a sudden
in the next
you can do the Watson
15 years, 20 years, yeah. like mm-hmm. it's going to be fucking completely different.
And there's going to be kids and shit that adapt to it that you can't even talk to.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They're going to be like on next level. Like when you try to watch little kids play Fortnite and they're building fucking structures around someone while they're sniping, just doing all the crazy shit's happening so fast. And they don't even think about that stuff anymore. When you start to be adaptive to information and recall in real time to a resource of all of the world's information in real time, like it was your fucking memory, like you knew it, that just spits out of your fucking mouth because you know it.
So it's never like
insane.
It's never like you ask a question and
you just
like,
know.
Oh, I don't know. I gotta look that up.
Comes up in Google, you will spit it out of your fucking mouth without even having to Google it. You'll think what? Boom.
That's gonna change this podcast dramatically.
I mean, it doesn't
won't be a thing.
Like, it doesn't seem like a huge shift, but I mean, imagine like. I want to know the weather. And I get out my phone, I turn it on, I scroll over to the weather app, I hit the extended forecast, I take a look at it. If I just wanted to know the weather, and in my brain, I instantly have the fucking 10-day forecast, weather patterns, radar images, blah, 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 blah.
Looks like it's going to be a wet one, Bill. That's
fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's cool. It's going to make people super lazy. Yeah. And like everybody's going to be a fucking
know-it-all. Maybe not. Some ambitious motherfucker might just take over the world, though. You know what I mean?
Someone yeah, the gets one ambitious motherfucker surrounded by a bunch of lazy cocksuckers who live like, in Pornville.
That's where, yeah. Maybe. That's where, hey, yeah, because you're going to have, out of it, you're right, have, you're gonna have a memory of every porn video ever in your head.
Yeah. That'll talk about desensitized.
Yeah. Wow, that's a huge cock. Well, what were we talking about, guys?
Yeah, what if you couldn't turn it off? Yeah, yeah. Dave's like, well, don't think about Gabe. Like, don't think about Gabe. Yeah. Don't think about
Gabe. every time somebody says a word, you're like searching up just fucking images of.
Right. Brad could just follow me around. I can imagine blue waffle.
I can imagine that in my head because, like, I honestly, like, I almost think like that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't speak what I think about, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have the, not necessarily even the vocabulary, but just the way to get the shit out.
Right.
And so like, I honestly could think about having that and it like wouldn't feel any different really. I don't think.
And there's a difference.
I mean, you have the access to the information obviously is going to be huge, but like the way that I pull up stuff, like in my memory, like if I want, I'm like, oh, I literally pull up information like almost like
think look about like this. On a fucking so computer like, screen. We probably won't adapt to it. Like our parents can't play Xbox because they fucking just can't use a controller, right?
And it's want and drive too. They don't want to.
Right. They don't want to.
But they would never be as good as a 12-year-old. They would
not.
They
don't have true.
They don't have the. They don't have the.
Generally
reflexes.
Speaking, I guess there's going to be some fucking outliers. Like it's going
to
happen.
And it's
like,
not necessarily true.
But why do they need to be as good as a 12-year-old?
Yeah, because what I'm going to say is the next generation is adaptive to this technology. I don't think that we could, because what I want to say is also with that real-time information, probably it would link. If we have that type of link, probably I can link straight to Brad straight to you.
Yeah.
So then we're sitting here having some 100-mile-an-hour conversation, answering the fucking questions faster than our brain can even process.
You would
little
need
kids will probably just sit in a circle and giggle every once in a while and then fucking never look at each other.
The
like
thing
in
is though, like, so you, if you have all the answers, you would never need to ask.
But you could have a conversation about it and have a debate. So say we're going to have a debate on a topic and we're just recalling information in real time and relaying that to each other, having the conversation, but not vocally, just telepathically. That shit's becoming, you know what I said, you know, I'm aware, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Dave comes in with
there's the other thing though. This is part of what a lot of people teach when they teach like advanced research in even like the modern era, not getting into the fucking futuristic technologies. The people who are successful in their careers, in college, in any field, because right now, if I want to know what the fucking weather is going to be like in 10 days, I know it in 10 seconds. If I want to know what the fucking capital of fucking Spain is, I know it in 10 seconds. Yeah. Like finding information is becoming less and less impressive and less important for your success.
That's how you use it.
How you use it. Critical thought, the ability to connect all of this information in meaningful ways. Imagination and critical thought are becoming the commodity that matters because information is no longer a commodity. Everyone has the
information. It's actually been that from the start because everybody's had only so much information.
But at the start,
knowledge is power type thing.
At the start, it was on equal footing.
I think information is still a huge commodity that matters, but I think knowledge is power might be equalized.
Well, it's the thing though. The knowledge is power. It's not the knowledge is power. It's the knowledge is power. It's not. That's not power. It's how you use the knowledge.
Because data is what. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. I would just frame the term because information, which is what's becoming fucking. If I have a cell phone, I have the information.
Right. We have access.
But information plus imagination plus critical thought, I would say, is knowledge.
Right.
Like all of those things combined.
You have to have the critical thought.
And.
Yeah, a little kid in a third world country that has a little Linux laptop has access to the same
But historically, that wasn't the case. Historically, you could have been as creative, you know, and had as much critical thought as possible, but you're a fucking shit farmer peasant in the middle of nowhere, and there was no information coming your way, so you can't do shit.
Right. Best you can do is make a better horse bracket for your mule, you know.
But in the last 50 years...
I don't think
data
is devalued, though.
In the last 50 years,
no, it's not that it's not valued or devalued or valued more. It's just that it's going to be how you use it because there's going to be lazy people. There's people right now that have the opportunity to do stuff and they want to say they can't
right.
because they're lazy. So,
and meanwhile, you'll see some fucking kid in the middle of Africa with some fucking shithole tablet that they got as a fucking Bill Gates gift. And they fucking look some shit up on their fucking Wi-Fi connection and build fucking solar ovens and fucking light bulbs out of garbage.
I watched that thing. There's a kid some kid can make all kinds
it happens
of shit.
All the time. Like, it's not a fucking one off, you know? Yeah.
And it's the want, you know what I mean? It's the want. Like, you have to want to do it, you know? So people who are going to want to do one thing and sit on the couch and do nothing are still going to do it. And that was this, it's the same argument for if we had this, I don't know, what's it called? Common currency where everybody was equal. Mm-hmm. Everybody have the same amount of money. Everybody, you know what I mean? Like it wouldn't matter. The people who wanted more would get more. The people who didn't would just sit, and fucking and do nothing. And because it's already like
the person who right now wants to do nothing all day but fucking binge watch shit on Netflix or fucking
they have the ability.
Like, they just want to play Fortnite all fucking day long.
Our tax money pays them to do it, and they can fucking sit there and do it. They have the ability already. Right. Nothing's any different. It's just people want to complain about it.
Yep.
So I don't know.
Walking the line of socialism talk.
That's the thing. Like, it's not. I think, like, whether you're for socialism, whether you're for communism, whether you're for fucking
democracy. That's why they give you a job in a factory, because if they just gave everyone the equal money, people wouldn't do shit.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Well, you're going to have to go fucking build these fucking toasters for us, because otherwise you'll just fucking sit there and take a check.
And the thing is, like, you know, like I said, the people who want it are going to go get it. You know, you could take everybody's money right now, put it in a fucking bank. You know, let Rockefeller, or not Rockefeller, but the fucking Rothschilds and fucking everybody control it. Mm-hmm. And then you say, okay, everybody's back on the level playing field. Nobody has any money. Guess what? The motherfuckers that had money will go back and get the money again.
Right.
Because they could figure it out.
Right.
And the people who didn't
won't.
And then the people who just had jobs and fucking worked like we do will fucking, that's what we'll do. You know? Like, it will go back to the exact same thing, no matter where you're at or what you're giving people.
There might be a reshuffling of who's in camp,
but it's
going to fucking shake down the same way, you know?
Yeah. Or if somebody changed their mind and said, oh, fuck yeah, I want to go get it, they could go get it, you know? Yeah. But that's their doing, you know? So I don't know. It's a weird, the AI thing's weird. I think all this, the technology's weird. It'll be cool though.
It's a fucking crazy time, man.
Yeah. It is. I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be fucking, I think the next 10 years are going to be fucking amazing.
2 years, 5 years. It's gone
so fast. I'm just saying 10 years. Like, give it that 10 years, dude. Like, there's some weird shit going to happen that we didn't think was going to happen, you know?
I think Alcateca is going to become sentient.
Probably.
Nice. Nice sneak in there. Is that it? We just,
I don't know.
No, petered out. I got to get out of here.
I was going to say petered out.
See?
You said petered out? I was going to say.
Brain zap.
All right. Sponsors.
We're already linked.
We have to do sponsors, I guess, but I'll just say it though. Techo Printer, Cheap, Jimmy D's, and Digital Creations.
Check us out on @SofaKingPodcast on everything.
Yep. To the people on Twitch, thank you for chiming in with us. I actually got a message. Someone said they're fluent in Twitch and they're going to help us do some cool shit, and they just messaged me. So,
nice.
Thank you.
We need it. We need help. We don't have time to sit here.
Yep.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not fluent in Twitch.
Yeah. Right.
We're live. I see stuff. It's happening. We're on there. Someone said we need panel info, whatever the fuck that is.
Well, we should do. We don't have panel info?
We don't even have panels.
What was I thinking? I'm embarrassed. Yeah. Out here with no panel info. Walking around with no panel info.
Yeah.
Exactly. It sounds like you can see my dick. I'm not sure, but I think you can see my dick.
Yeah. We have under the table cams.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to switch to them though.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right.
You don't have music, right?
Well, I don't ever say it on the bonus episode.
Thanks for bringing it up, Brent.
All right.
All right.
Don't be retarded.